item?
Item 1167, accept Portland Parks Board Annual Report to Council.
Commissioner Saltzman. I'm sorry. Commissioner Fish, I apologize. Wow.
That's a first.
It is a first.
It's always been my honor to be confused with Commissioner Fritz. And now I
picked the wrong week to give up coffee, Commissioner Fish.
But we do have, Mayor, what you have highlighted is that we do have the luxury of three former and current parks commissioners on this council. And so let me, I have some brief opening remarks, and we welcome Pat. Kendall won't be joining us, I guess, so we welcome the chair of the Parks Board, and we also welcome the interim director of the Parks Bureau. The Portland Parks Board was established in 2001 to advise the city, to advocate for high-quality park and recreational services for all residents, and to provide a forum for discussions about parks-related issues. Before we start with the presentations, I'd like to personally thank Pat, our chair of the Portland Parks Board, our vice chair, Kendall, and for their leadership on the board, as well as the other community members who volunteer their time for this important service. We have in your materials the annual report of the Parks Board. I want to thank Commissioner Fritz. She was the commissioner in charge during most of this time, and so most of the accomplishments that are highlighted occurred under her watch. But Pat Frobes, thank you very much for your leadership, and also thank you for agreeing during this year of budget transition to serve as the Bureau Budget Advisory Committee. That's a big ask, and I appreciate that you've taken that on with some other community members, and we look forward to getting your recommendations. Ladies, why don't you take it away?
Thank you. Good morning. I'm happy to be here representing an energized, informed, and involved Parks Board. We're committed to preserving our legacy of great parks and natural areas and building on that legacy to extend a core essential city service to those who have been historically underrepresented and underserved. In the last 18 months, the board has shifted its focus as a board as a whole to a more strategic system-wide issues and decisions that will affect our parks and natural areas for the long-term future, including cost recovery policy, level of service, and financial sustainability. We welcome the new budget process. As Commissioner Fish said, the board, together with additional community and labor representatives, are acting as the Bureau's Budget Advisory Committee. In that capacity, this year, rather than looking at specific cuts and adds, we're working to align the Bureau's total budget with its strategic objectives and ensure that core strategic priorities are adequately funded. We're working to deepen our partnership with the Portland Parks Foundation, and we very much appreciate the support the City Council gave to one of our key partners several weeks ago. We look forward to assisting in the appointment of a permanent parks director and assisting in making his or her transition a smooth one. We're also looking forward to the renewal of the 2020 vision in the form of Vision 2035, which we hope will be a robust, community-driven process that will include reimagining our parks and open space to deal with the effects of increased gentrification and density. The members of the Parks Board focus on these issues because we all have a very passionate belief and the roles parks and natural areas play in building the foundation for a vibrant, healthy city and vibrant, healthy civic life. We very much have appreciated the support we received over the years from Commissioner Fritz and now certainly from Commissioner Fritz Fish. Did it again. We've been delighted to work with Director Selle, and we've been honored to serve. I'd be happy to answer any questions about the report.
Pat, can I also just I left one other comment off. Recently, you invited the mayor and me to come before the Parks Board to answer questions that you had structured, and then questions from the Parks Board. I don't know that is something that is typically done by other oversight bodies, where invitations extended to both the mayor and to the commissioner in charge. And I know that if it was the normal practice the mayor would not be getting much sleep on top of his other obligations. But I did very much appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation that you facilitated with both the mayor, whose unique powers is to make a budget and to present it on the table, and the commissioner in charge. And I hope that's a practice that other oversight bodies consider. It certainly facilitates good communication. The mayor had some interesting observations about some of his priorities. We got to have a frank conversation. I think the next time we're going to have a similar conversation, if the mayor's not available, we'll have a senior member of his staff. I thought it was a good innovation, and I appreciated the spirit behind that gathering.
Good, and we certainly appreciated the time of both of you.
Could I just second that? And I appreciated being invited, because, as you know, we have sort of a squirrely form of government here, and sometimes the walls go up. And I actually appreciated being asked questions. I appreciated hearing what Commissioner Fish had in mind for the Parks Bureau going forward. And the value to me was understanding how to center the next budget and understanding what your priorities are, understanding what my fellow commissioner, who happens to be the commissioner in charge of the Parks Bureau, what his priorities are, what some of his concerns are. I found it to be a very valuable exchange. And I look forward to more. So thank you for including me. That was very thoughtful.
More than welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I will note that you also visited the Parks Board while I was commissioner in charge and responded to their requests to keep
That's
coming
correct.
Back. And so I appreciate knowing that you have kept your word, as
Thank
I expected.
You.
And since Kia is at the table, I should also say that to Director Selle that you could not ask for a more welcoming transition than I've received from both the interim director and her leadership team. And I think there's light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the briefings we're going to get on the core programs of the Bureau. We've done more than I can count, and we have a number to go. But the Bureau has been very welcoming and has been working overtime to make sure that their newest commissioner in charge is up to speed on their work and has the tools to meaningfully engage in the big policy questions that we have to take up. So, Kia, I want to thank you and your leadership team for the courtesies you've extended to me and to my office.
Thank you, Commissioner. And Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, I am Kia Selle, Interim Director of Parks and Rec, and I want to take this opportunity to thank the Parks Board, particularly Chair Frobes and Vice Chair Clausen, who couldn't make it today. They have spent countless hours guiding the board as well as guiding staff, and the board has provided instrumental work that will continue to make us more financially sustainable, as well as to really help us with some of these landmark projects that we have ahead, including Vision 2035. So I want to thank them for their guidance and for the investment in our parks community. I also want to thank them for their collaboration with the Portland Parks Foundation. That has not happened a lot in the past, and they have really reached across the aisle to make our parks and rec community stronger. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mayor, I make a motion to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Thank you for the report. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I very much appreciated reading a summary of the results from the last year. And thank you, Commissioner Fish, for acknowledging that. I had the honor of being the Commissioner of Charge for most of that. Thanks to Pooja Bhatt and Christina Nieves, who are my parks liaisons, and to Patricia Frobes and Kendall Clausen. Echo Commissioner Fish's lauding of Interim Director Kia Selle, and I hope that you will engage the Parks Board in the interview process for the permanent director, because I certainly came to rely on their wisdom and their commitment to equity and inclusion and to having a representative board that covers in its membership all demographics, all areas of the city, all backgrounds. It's really a phenomenal group that I was honored to work with. Aye.
Fish.
Well, let me address that right off the bat. Members of the Parks Board will be included in the panels that review the final candidates and that help make a recommendation to the commissioner in charge. So it's an inspired suggestion and one that we're going to take. And I will also say, Commissioner Fritz, I've, in my 10 years, appeared before a number of Parks Boards. We've had really the luxury, I would say, of very committed people with deep roots in this movement serve on the Parks Board. I don't know that we've ever had top to bottom a stronger Parks Board. And probably you could say that I don't think there's been a time when we needed it. I mean, this is probably the time when we've needed the strongest board we have, because we face a big question about future leadership. We face a big question about budget and resources to do the job. We have work to do to continue to extend the benefits of our system to people underserved in parts of our community, and on and on and on. So I think we're very well served. I'm very proud to be the commissioner in charge, and pleased to accept your report today. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for your report. Aye.
Wheeler.
Excellent work. Appreciate it. Look forward to a lot more. I vote aye. Report's accepted. Thank you both.